Well, hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. I'm Ben Mandelker, and joining me today on this beautiful ski trip of an episode, it's Mr. Ronnie Karam. Hi, Ronnie. How are you?
I'm good. How's it going with you, baby?
Oh, it's just fabulous. It's fabulous over here. Today is Thursday, August 27th, and I'm calling out the date because tomorrow on August 28th, we will be announcing the cities and dates for our next tour. So everyone tune in to the Orange County episode because the cities are dropping, the dates are dropping. We still have yet to find out when our tickets will be going on sale, but we're going to let you know the dates because this way you can pencil them into your calendar. They're coming up sooner than you might expect. And we're really, really excited for this one. So everything from what cities we're going to when and where the Golden Crappies are, stay tuned. And of course, it'll be on our social media as well. Of course, it'll be everywhere. You know us. But keep an eye and an ear out for that. Also, thanks to everyone who tuned in to the first three episodes of What's Your Order. It's the new show we just put up on YouTube. We had Kiki Monique and Courtney Frayn and Eric Williams on three different episodes to talk about countdown things in the world of Bravo. Best one and done housewives, best housewives dinner parties, best housewives locations, things like that. And there's more to come. So new episodes, I'm going to drop the new episodes Tuesdays or Wednesdays. I don't know. So keep an ear and
eye. Well, congratulations on the new show, Ben.
Thanks.
It's a good one.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're loving it.
Thank you. Yeah, the response has been so warm, and I really appreciate it. I finally got to put this little studio behind me to good use beyond just board game content.
Well, that's good use too.
It is.
Use it. You built it. And now you will come.
Yeah.
You built it, and now you can.
If you build it, you will go to it. That's like a very like low stakes thing. Oh, we're not promising any ghosts. We're just saying if you build it, you'll probably go there.
Yeah, so go check out Ben's new show where he's coming. No, I'm just kidding.
Fabulous.
Yeah, it's a good show. Everybody's loving it. It looks great. Sounds great. Feels great. Feels great, guys. It's like a warm sweater. Today is Next Gen NYC, which you can get on video over at our Patreon, along with bonus episodes, newsletter, ad-free listening, all that good stuff. Go over to Patreon, and thanks for being here today. Next Gen NYC, Season 2, Episode 9. You win some, you lose some.
Well, this was a fun ass episode. I really, really enjoyed this one. First of all, I love that the first half, they just put all the kids into tiny cars and just stuck them in traffic on the New York Thruway for hours on end. The way they were all like they had no room in there. They were like little sardines, little adorable sardines in those cars. I was cracking up. Of course, they would do this to the youngins on Bravo. But I thought everything was so funny.
They do it to all ages.
It's true.
That's
they don't get sprinter vans at this age.
yeah. But Bravo has shoved people into cars for a long time. And it's always so fun to watch it.
I know.
A bunch of divas who think they deserve more being shoved next to each other into a car.
Yes. So Charlie and Ava are they're walking through the city. And everyone's getting ready for the ski trip and they're excited. And there's a lot of like back and forth about it. Amira has decided that she wants to arrange a shady Secret Santa experience that they have there. And she's like going to like arrange all the people who will be invited to that. But then she leaves off Georgia, which is inherently shady, but she can't
remember. Amira's just doing every scene now like she's doing Gossip Girl. Like, even, they're just like, okay, Amira, sit on your couch and, I don't know, just do something. And she's like, well, we were thinking of doing a shady Santa. It was 6 p.m. when she thought to herself, why just have a regular Santa when you can have a shady Santa? Then she tilted her head back and laughed.
I mean, isn't Santa inherently shady? He's literally sitting there being like, you're naughty, you're nice, naughty, naughty, nice, and now I'm going to invade your home.
Yeah.
And I'm going to eat the cookies that you left out.
I'm going to break into your house, I'm going to make out with your mother, and I'm going to eat all your carbs.
And then I'm going to judge you afterwards. and then I will decide if I'm going to give you gifts. That's like pretty shady, actually. He's a shady bitch.
Yeah. Then he gives you shit like, you know, less calories, more filling. It's like, how is this Christmas, Santa?
And he leaves a note like, I'm not going to pay a lot for that muffler. I'm like, what are you talking about, Santa? You're in a sleigh. You don't even have a muffler. He's just doing doing advertising taglines.
He gives you little boy Spanx and then advertises for Pet Boys on the way out. Santa's a dick.
Where's the beef?
Liam is walking through the city and he's like, you know, I love hosting. Yeah, it's on my blood. This could get interesting, but you know, it's an adventure. It's an adventure. By the way, I'm in love with somebody that I met 2 days ago on a TV show. Is it for storyline? Probably. But you know what? I'm an actor. I'm a firefighter. I'm a car racer. I'm a horse rider. Basically, do it all, Renaissance man. Include love bomber and possible stalker onto that. Okay? Because I do have her location already. Liam, this was the episode Liam officially gave me the creeps.
I think first of all, let's not like overlook him saying that hosting is in his blood. What does that mean? I come from a long line of people who love having people over.
Pretty big. My 23andMe was dinner rolls and white wine.
That's right. My bloodline came over on the Mayflower, and once we arrived, we said, hey, everyone, who wants some anti-scurvy oranges over at our place? We'll put them out. Hosting is in our blood. We started Thanksgiving.
One thing my family taught me on the Mayflower a long, long time ago, bring your guest blankets. You never know when it's going to get cold out there. So, yeah, it's in my blood. It's in my blood.
Yeah, man. Back in Norway, where my bloodline goes to. That's right, there were Norwegian pilgrims, little known fact. But back in Norway, we would go out, see a moose, and say, Miss, come on over for dinner. I'm going to feed you some brown cheese. Sorry, hosting. It's in our blood. That's what we do. Now, back to you, what you were saying about this, the episode that gave you the creeps on Liam. I don't have the creeps on Liam. I just think that Liam is, he's playing a persona he's seen on TV, and the person that he really is just a little nerd who's really not gotten very far with a hot girl, and suddenly he has, and he's like so excited, and he's doing all the wrong things, and he's like oh my god, I can't believe this is happening, I gotta lock it down, I've never had a hot girl like me before. So he's just like,
oh really,
that's the vibe.
That's
I get
nice way of looking at it. That's not how I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it like this guy comes onto a TV show, immediately wants the most popular girl so he can be with the most popular girl on TV. She's just broken up with the guy. He doesn't care, which is, you know, okay. But then he's immediately getting jealous and he has her location and shit. It's weird to me. Like, I don't approve of it. And you know her only on TV. So I think he seems like a fucking weirdo. I don't like him.
Well, he's definitely a weirdo. I don't approve of this. And I'm not saying like one thing doesn't have to be different from the other. I just feel like the version of Liam that he presents to us, I don't feel like it's a real him. I just think he's like a nerd and he's just spiraling out because he's like, this is very exciting for him. And I'm not saying this like, isn't that so cute? I'm saying it like, dude, get it together. I do think like the whole thing of like, wow, like I said I was going to bed and then she didn't come up to bed with me. It actually really took me back to high school because there was a child actor in my high school who acted exactly the same way as Liam. That's why I have like so many direct like mental comparisons, because like he, every single thing he did, the way he carried himself, the way he talked, the way he did things, but also the way he was like tried to create codependency with his girlfriend. It's like exactly the same. And I'm like, is this just like what child actors do? I'm based on a sample size of one and then someone on TV. I don't know, but that's where I'm coming from.
Man, Jonathan Lipnicki really threw you over.
I'll tell you.
He did a number on you.
I'll tell you, man. Now is, I guess, a good time for me to mention that I was held back 14 years in a row. That's why he became my classmate.
That Webster God, really? Emmanuel really Lewis. Did something to you.
Yeah. It's a blind item. Who is the child actor? There's no one famous, I'll tell you that much.
Oh, were they just like a local theater actor or what?
Or I think they appeared on stage, and they had like one like bit role in like one movie. And he was very nice. He was very nice, but it just like in a relationship, he was just so overbearing. It was like, ugh.
Yeah. Well, now we go over to Ava's apartment and they're talking about the trip while they set up a little Christmas tree that they bought. And they're talking about rooms, like who's getting their own room. And Charlie's like, I'm not sharing a fucking room with anybody. That's crazy. Like, honestly, but like, we don't get enough intel. Like, we need to ask, like, how many beds are in each room? Charlie, you're not getting your own room in someone's family cabin. It's just, this is like classic Housewives where we go to a family cab. How many rooms do you think they have?
Does anyone want to be rooming with Charlie though? I mean, I feel like based on the last person they found in a townhome that Charlie was in, I'm not sure that's a situation I want to wind up in.
I'll tell you who doesn't want a room with Charlie. Anybody with Bitcoin.
No. Shy, make sure you stay analog.
I think Shai should do the rooming thing because he's following around Charlie like a puppy dog, and Charlie's trying to use him for, you know, being his little sidekick or whatever. So there you go. You earned Shai. You got Shai.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Yeah, exactly. I'm surprised Hudson wasn't on this trip, but maybe he was busy at a brother from Don't Tell Mom I Killed the Babysitter's Dead hair convention.
He's like, guys, I saw one of the cleaning ladies using a Swiffer duster, and I said, I've got to get that hair. So I'm working on it. Okay.
I said, guys, I just saw Weapons and Amy Madigan's character. Wow, her hair was amazing. I thought, I just got to follow it. I just got to lean in.
Hudson's just somewhere with his arms out, running towards nothing.
He's running towards like douchey jewelry. So Charlie is not gonna share a room. He has boundaries. And now he wants to know what the house, he wants a link to the, see what the house looks like. He's like, well, he wants Liam to send a link so he knows what the Airbnb is. And then basically everyone's making all these demands. Like, what about the, I don't want to live here. I don't want to be this. What's that? What's the layout? Where is it? How far is it? Is it got northern exposure? What's going on?
Yeah. Then we go to Georgia and Shai, and they're like, is there a hot tub? Well, there needs to be a hot tub here. Do we even check to see if there's a hot tub?
I don't know. Is there a hot tub? We should probably text them and see.
No, if there's not a hot tub, we'll bring the hot tub.
I can't tell if it's a good thing for Georgia to go to the hot tub because it's probably the closest she'll get to being cleaned, or is it a bad thing because then people have to be in the hot tub with Georgia's germs.
Hey, how dare you? She's coming out with a cleaning product called Yuck.
Formerly. The artist formerly known as Yuck.
Yeah. So now Liam and Ava are on FaceTime and they're checking in on these rooms and stuff. And she's like, is there any info you can give us about these rooms? Yeah, me and Ariana are working on it right now. We're basically married. So Charlie, you're cool to share with Shai, right? He's like, definitely not, bro. I don't share. That's ridiculous. How many bedrooms are there? That's just what we're trying to find out. Just let me know. Okay, Charlie, you can't both try to sleep with the girl that this guy is dating and be an asshole the whole time to him and then demand the best room in his house. You have to kind of manipulate here, Charlie. You have to at least pretend to be a good person until you get the good room. Come on.
Yeah. Could just try. Ava's like, I truly don't think Liam knows what he's got himself into. I love that when Ava talks, like her head starts to tilt over. It's like, talking is heavy. She never really quite stays up.
I didn't hear Ava speaking, if I was just watching this, like, you know, you kind of scroll through TikTok or whatever on silent, you just see what people are doing, don't hear it. If I was doing that and I saw Ava, I would think that it sounded like this. Because her eyes are just blank. Like, she's got this blank kind of stare in her eyes. But she doesn't talk like an idiot. It's not like she looks stupid. No. It just looks like nothing is happening behind her eyes. And then whenever she talks or says something really funny, I'm surprised. Because I just see...
Yeah. Seriously. And she's really come out of her shell this season. She's way more... energetic. She's a way bigger part of the show. She seems to be more all in. I think last season I felt like she was still considering modeling and like as her main gig. And this time she's like, oh, this is now my new main gig. So like definitely like great improvement on Ava's part, but I definitely get the zzz energy. And by the way, as long as we're talking about Ava, I'm really amused that the producers still keep using that random footage of like her face and Shai's face superimposed over little like hand-drawn bodies. I don't know why that cracks me up every time they show it. They just keep showing Shai's head bobbing back and forth on this little like crayon man body.
Yeah, Shai trying to make out with her in Vegas.
Yeah.
So now we go to Amira and she's talking to Riley about the room situation. And of course, you know, Charlie's having a fit about it. And Riley said, I said I would do a room with Amira, but I know she's not doing a bunk bed. And Amira's like, yeah, I've never slept in a.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
And then we go to Rowan's apartment, and this is a lot of just back and forth about the room. It goes on and on and on and on. Nobody wants to share a room, okay?
We don't need to.
Like, well, some people said if they have to share a room, they may not even want to come. And I'll give you one guess who's saying it.
And Brooks is like, I'm totally great if Charlie's uncomfortable with that. That's perfect.
Liam's like, I knew there was going to be some fuss about the room situation, mainly because in a short film I wrote once that I never shot, I played a guy who didn't like rooms. And so I went from room to room. You ever hear of back rooms? It's called front rooms. And you're just trying to get out of rooms that are perfectly visible. And it was a great role. It's a shame it never got shot, but at one point we had Clooney attached as someone who would hopefully see it someday, and I don't know if that ever worked out, but it was great. I learned a lot from it. I know about rooms because I'm an actor now, so thanks. Thanks, everyone.
So now we go to Georgia. We see bright neon splat graphics that say, yuck, in like comic book font. And we find out this is the logo for Georgia's cleaning product.
It's so fun. Yuck.
Yuck. And she's meeting with her guy, Christian. He's like, hi. You're so excited about Yuck. We're all thrilled about it. How are you feeling about Yuck? You excited every day you wake up in the morning? We are. This is going to be huge, Georgia. Hey, John.
She's like, yeah, I don't like to talk too much about what I'm working on unless it's like coming to fruition. Yeah. And so then Christian's like, yeah, so we're going to show you a direction where the splat is the logo itself. So before it was like splat supporting a logo. Now splat is the logo. What do you think about that? Oh my God. That's like sick.
Can we talk about this logo? Okay, so you've got the comic book font already that says yuck, which is pretty stupid. But then he says it's going to be a splat. It looks like it's just like splooge. Like it's like a long stream of like bleh, bleh. It's not a splat. It's like a long drip. Ugh, it's disgusting.
The product looks like something you use to get a stain, not to remove a stain. It's called yuck, and it's like a stain. And it's like, hey, are you concerned that your sofa doesn't look lived in? Get yuck.
Yeah. Do you have too many people wanting to come stay on your couch? Well, here, just spray some yuck on it. It'll look like you've been splooging on it for years.
So Christian's like, well, do we need to talk about the elephant in the room? She's like, which someone asked her, I guess, now every season. She's like, where's Cooper? Like, I'm going to be, like, moving in a different direction with a partnership. Like, my idea is basically Cooper stays on as, like, creative consultant, you know?
This is cold. She dumped Cooper from the business project. That's bad, Georgia. Yeah. Cooper's your gay. You can't just do that to your gay. What do you think is going to happen to you when you dump your gay? That gay is a vault. He's full. He's full of all of your information, George. I wouldn't do this. Now, I would just not do this because they're so close, not because he really brought a lot to the table. Because in their first business meeting, Christian's like, oh, my God, what are you thinking for cents, guys? What are we thinking? He's like, yeah, well, you know what? We could do, like, iconic things. Like, you know what's iconic? Pumpkin spice lattes. Pumpkin spice.
It's like, thanks. Thanks, Cooper. It's probably for the best that he, for him to not be messed up in this situation. And so then she's like, the producer says, so what's going on with you and Cooper? She's like, I can't talk about it, but if you have any questions, I can direct you to my attorney. And then they're like, yeah, she has not provided her attorney's information.
It's Cooper. We just see the picture of the attorney. Cooper's like,
yeah, I guess that this is my job now. I will be suing myself for Georgia. My gay's work is never done. New Jersey Mall, Cooper 2 days before.
What's that?
Cooper Bedore.
Cooper, yeah. He's like, wow, I came up with the new soap idea. Wow.
It's not my fucking soap. So, meanwhile, as we approach the ski trip, Rowan and Riley don't know how to ski. So they've gone to the place where everyone goes to ski to learn. A New Jersey Mall. So there is apparently a bunny hill that's been built in a New Jersey Mall. So, you know, these old malls are dying left and right. They're emptied out. They're being turned into office space or whatever. So I have to assume that someone said, hey, let's turn this New Jersey Mall into like a ski slope, which is pretty cool because I thought they only did that in Dubai. So it's nice to know that New Jersey is getting even closer to the high standard of luxury that is. That is Dubai. But
Jersey, otherwise known as, but why? They have their own little ski. They're the a Dubai little ski of, place.
New Jersey is the Dubai of New Jersey. But yeah, it was actually pretty cool. They go to ski. So they go to learn how to ski in the mall.
Yeah.
As one does.
And then one day before the ski trip, Charlie and Liam doing their photo shoot for Shy, which is nice. Some people show up. Liam's like, how did I end up here? Pretty big, but, you know, also an actor, acting's in my blood, pretty much photo shoots are in my blood, modeling's in my blood. So that was pretty good.
Yeah. I know that you guys want, it's pretty cold. I know you guys wanted some space heaters, but as a volunteer firefighter, I had to actually nix that. I was not sure what the fire code is for those sort of things. So I just authoritatively said, you know what? We're just going to rough it out. We're doing this method, cold models. Let's get into it.
Yeah. And, Charlie is supporting, but Brooke still refused even after the makeup. And he not only refused, he's having his own photo shoot the same day. And this is for Brooks Marks Resort Wear. Okay, everybody, we're going to put on Brooks Marks Resort Wear, and then we're going to cross the street.
This was hilarious. They're wearing the light terry, or the terry light. They're all freezing because it's like 5 degrees out, and for some reason they decided to film it. And then they walk. They're all being like blasé, and they're like walking across the street together as like a clump of like Gen Zers. It's sort of like reminiscent of the old Simply Irresistible video or whatever, the Robert, what's his face? And they're just... It's just the funniest image of them walking. I'm like, oh, yes, thank you for selling us on your resort wear by showing people wearing it through a city street.
In the cold.
In the cold. It's
freezing outside.
Just where you want to wear your resort wear.
And they can't make it across the street. They keep trying. It's like Frogger. It's like watching Frogger. Just cars keep coming. Trucks full of logs that are about to fall off and crush them. They finally get a shot where they make it across the street. And then a biker comes right in front of them and seems passive. And then the biker like catches onto one little cloth and all the light terry comes apart.
Terry light.
Standing there naked.
No, Terry. So then the producer asked Charlie, do you think Liam feels weird about you being here? And Charlie's like, I can't really tell. I mean, I would imagine it's awkward. I don't know if he knows what happened, you know? And Liam's like, I mean, I had her location. I knew where she was. People don't actually understand how close we've gotten in this amount of time. She told me I have nothing to be worried about with Charlie. She told me she wants to be with me and she wants to pursue me. And I was like, that's great, because I can't wait to introduce you to Mariska, good friend of mine. And, you know, he's your friend. And that's you know, where you get your weed. Do it. I can get you some weed, too, though. I know how to do it. I played a weed dealer on Law & Order. So pretty skilled.
So we see more scenes of the city. Everybody's packing. Liam talks to his brother Wyatt, tells him where they're going. And Brooks is still trying to make this Catskill witch thing happen, which I'm not really getting, but they're doing it a lot. So I think it's hilarious to somebody. It's like, nothing says friendship and bonding like warding off the Catskill witch.
It's so sad to see like Brooks revert into his like classic Brooks Marks form that we knew from Salt Lake City, because last season I felt like we really got to see this sweet, lovable Brooks who is sort of like shy and cute and like he was the center of the show, and now he's just sort of back to being like ill about everything, and it's too bad.
Oh really? He seems the same to me.
Really?
Has he ever changed? I don't know. To me, just he seems like he's always been the same.
I just feel like he's just very tertiary on this season. And when they do check in on him, he's like, this is like a lot. I mean, I'm amused by him, but I don't know. I felt like we got a more three-dimensional person last season.
Brooksy, how dare you talk about my toddler?
Yeah, I mean, to me, Brooks has a lot of things. One thing I would never accuse Brooks of having is an arc. He's just... It's kind of the same.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about Liam's film. He's like, yeah, I had the most stressful day checking for Sundance. It was rough. They pushed the date to next Monday. So it's not a no. It's just a see you next Monday kind of a thing. You know, I wrote the script, turned it into a short, and Sundance.
Did you notice he did that? He said, I've been submitted to Sundance, but I had to rewind it a couple times because I was like, wow, he made it into Sundance, but he wasn't saying that. He was like,
I've been in Sundance and, South by, everywhere. Academy Awards, pretty much.
Yeah.
We're up for an Oscar submission, so it's going pretty good.
Yeah, short film is called Carrera. It's about marble. Just kidding. It's about a hard-boiled guy named Carrera. You guys see it, understand. It's pretty cool. So then the producer is like, well, since you're a ski instructor, do you have a nickname? And he's like, oh, God, I fucking knew it. Oh, God, did my boys tell you about that? Are you going to insert the sticker or the nickname that they give me on the slopes, bro? Man, being actor's hard.
So Gia calls Brooks and... she's like, I'm freaking out. Like, I can't find that fucking brown jumpsuit. I need to find it. St. Anthony, please let me find it. Oh, my God. I found it.
Okay. Gia's storyline's wrapped up. Next.
I don't know who St. Anthony is, but I feel bad for St. Anthony.
Things, I guess.
Oh, is he? Well, I just feel bad that St. Anthony is now tasked with finding Gia Giudice's missing brown jumpsuit. Like, of all the things... Someone's like, I can't find the will. We need to find the will. Oh, we need to do this. Oh my God, where are the keys? If we don't get to the keys, this whole place is going to burn down. Where's that? Can you find my brown jumpsuit? It just goes with my outfit for going to Wyndham, New York. It's like, it just feels low priority for a saint.
Brown jumpsuit. St. Anthony of Padua. Padua? Is the Catholic patron saint of lost things. And the legend is a young novice lost his book. And St. Anthony had to find his book. I mean, similar to a brown jumpsuit.
Yeah, I feel like St. Anthony was sort of given, they're like, what should we give St. Anthony? How about lost things? So people stop asking us about their keys.
St. Anthony was so sweet. We've got to give him something. We've got to give Anthony something.
Wait, is that the guy who brought that book back to the lost and found?
That's it. That's it.
That's it. That'll be him. And just imagine, we'll tell him it's like a good thing. And then guess what? No more requests for missing papers. All the saints rejoice.
So Brooks is like, oh my God, you found your jumpsuit. That is kind of insane.
So then Brooks, guess what? Brooks is stressed about the room situation. He's like, do you have any tea on that? And she's like, the only people who have their own room are Ariana and Liam. And he's like, wait, they aren't like together, right? She's like, what? And then she's like, she's like, yeah, Brooks. I mean, like they're together. Duh.
Yeah.
Brooks has somehow missed this entire storyline.
What's that?
Brooks has somehow missed this entire storyline.
Yeah. He's like, I really believe in love. Like, I'm so emo when it comes to relationships. Like, you could literally run me over with my car and I'll still love you. I'm not into sadism, though.
Now we have a scene with Ariana and Brielle and various friends. And Ariana is just, like, so happy that Brielle's there. And she's like, guys, last night, like, you know, I was, like, grilling. I don't know who she's talking about. She's talking about Carson. I don't know about. They're talking about fucking. Talking about fucking guys, etc. What are they talking about here? They're talking about Charlie. They're talking about Liam.
They're talking about guys. And Ariana says, I've not felt this way in my heart, in my mind, and my vagina all in sync at the same time. I mean, this man is in front of me, and, like, I don't want the next bitch to get him because I want him. And Brielle's, like, wearing sunglasses inside at night, of course, because she's Brielle. It's like, yeah, he told me what he got you for Christmas. Like, I'm not telling you, but it was, like, the most sweetful, thoughtful, non-car item that you've ever gotten. Like, he's amazing.
And then Carson's like their friend. And Carson's like, wait, you're spending Christmas with Liam? And Ariana's like, I mean, I'm assuming so. I'm, like, not trying to move at a too fast of a pace, which is why I told him. But, like, don't ask me to be your girlfriend yet, though. So Brielle is telling Carson, like, maybe I think he would give you a ring tomorrow, right? And Carson's like, no, gosh, like, don't, no, you're going too fast. Like, how long have you even known him? And Ariana's like, 2 months. And Carson's like, yeah, well, you don't really know someone until, like, it's like a psychopath needs, like, 3 months. So on the 3rd month, we'll know if he's a psychopath.
Yeah, who's that Carson person?
Just that thick friend of theirs.
Who's interesting? I want to see more of that. Mm. I want to see more of whatever is going on with Carson. I want to see more than that. She's like, yeah.
They're going to be a psycho until 3 months, honey.
Like, yes. Bring more Carson. Where'd this person come from? Need more.
Yeah. Now it's time to head out to upstate New York. And they hop in the cars, and they get in the car at 10:08 a.m. and their ETA is 1 p.m. Swift 3-hour drive up the New York State Thruway. What could possibly go wrong?
Yeah. And Cheyenne Rowan are talking, and he's like, oh my God, this is, like, so crazy. Like, I would just take an e-bike. I saw I get to therapy on 72nd. It's crazy. Yeah, I even go further to the psychiatrist. That's, like, even further. I do it on the e-bike.
Like, what is even a car? Like, I've heard about them. I've actually, like, never been. I just, like, only ride bikes. Like, that's what you do. Like, I ride bikes. I just, like, upcycle some clothing. Have you ever upcycled a bike into a shirt? Like, that's what I do. Like, a car? I don't even know what this is. Like, what is this? It's, like, it's crazy.
And then we go to Georgia and Rowan, and Georgia's like, yeah, I'm, like, terrified of, like, highways. I would be, too. We see this giant SUV going between two cement railing things. What are those called when they put those on the freeway?
Like,
they're
pylons.
They're always there, I feel like, in New York.
You were just purely full of disdain for those pylons. You just literally
went, I hate them.
Always there.
Because, especially the New York, you know, you should be staying in your lane either way. It's not like I'm saying, oh, you should be able to drive all over the road. But you have, like, 2 inches on either side of the car. And otherwise, you're fucked. And you see the side of those things, and they're covered with scrapes and cars crashing.
Yeah. It's kind of cozy, though. Kind of feels like you're in your own little...
Not when you're driving.
It feels like you're like a ball bearing. You're sort of, like, in your own little thing, and, like, you know, you just can't go super fast, though. It is a little scary, but it's cozy. Scary and cozy.
So George is like, yeah, I don't even have my license. Like, I mean, I haven't had it for, like, 7 years. I don't know where it is. So, like, when I need it, I just show, like, people a picture of my ID, and that works, like, 9 times out of 10.
I like when they were like, so wait, does it mean, like, when you say you don't have a license, does that mean you don't have a license, or you don't know where your license is? She's like, yeah, I think I lost it, like, 7 years ago. Please don't ever let this lady drive. It will not work out well for anyone.
Georgia pulls over for some breakfast, and she's like, oh my God, I got my bacon and my egg and my cheese, or as Cuomo says, egg, cheese, and bacon. I think that lost him the election, honestly. Like, who says that? Everyone's like, what? Egg, cheese, and bacon? That's fucked up.
She just has these monologues to the producer, in the back of cars. Like, they could just drive her around and just capture that footage and put it on Bravo. We'll be happy. She was like, I mean, everyone missed that he called it egg, cheese, and bacon. Like, who does that? So then Amira has something to say because they're stuck in this awful traffic. And so Amira's like, do you guys know about my Google review account? I have an alter ego in Google reviews. His name is John Blake, and he's a local level 7 guide. And John Blake is this persona where she leaves like either massive raves or massive pans of restaurants with on Google.
Yeah, she says she has like 100,000 followers or something for this guy, right? Didn't she say she has like a ton of followers or something?
It's crazy.
So she reads one of the reviews and she's like, as we're enjoying our drinks and appetizers, large middle-aged man said he was going to change his baby's diaper at the table directly next to us. And if you want to enjoy the fine fragrance of a used diaper cooking in the sun while you wait 30 minutes for an ice water refill, then this is your place.
I say John Blake, more of it. She goes, yeah, no one will ever suspect it's me. I'm like, you're on camera. So Georgia is still just like puttering her way up to the ski house, and now she is now she's talking to her cousin, and she's like, so Gordon, the big update is that I'm 99% sure it's not going to be called Yuck anymore. So don't feel super strong. The trademark's going to get approved. So back to the drawing board on that. I was thinking about like, ew, gross. Or maybe, holy shit, that's the worst fucking thing I've ever seen. Do you think that'll be allowed?
Yeah, I've like always better been under the belief that like it's better to do business with someone that you're like close to. And then they show Cooper with an X over his face and Omar with an X over his face.
She should call it Club Soda. Cleaning agent.
Oh my God. She should call it Country Club. So then we go to the other car. Now the current ETA is 5 p.m. And they're like, what the hell?
That's crazy. That's so a full-on fucking nightmare.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Sorry. I'm just going to say it again. That's crazy.
So Yuck. Many hours.
Yeah.
So then trademark infringement. Crazy.
They're 4 hours behind schedule. That's terrible. Stain.
So they're playing games in the car, and Charlie's like, okay, Shy, would you rather 2 inches off your height or 2 inches off your dick? Depends on how much meat you have to work with, I guess. He's like, off my dick, I guess. But yeah, I just really don't want to be short.
And then Kendall, meanwhile, Kendall's in the other car, and she goes, my mom got me this game. It's called Bad People. And I pulled a card yesterday night. And the one I pulled said, who would be the worst reality TV show star? And then Gia just turns to Kendall and goes, I mean, I would just say like maybe right now, like just because like you have to get more comfortable, Kendall. You know, Kendall's Jeez. Like, oh.
She didn't say somebody in the car. It just said, who would be the worst reality star? Pick literally anybody in the world. She's like, you, Kendall, sorry. And Kendall's like, I was about to say, probably me. I mean, it wasn't great hearing it from you guys. It's fine. I'm glad you guys brought me.
And Jay goes, yeah, but like, you're not like the worst. That sounds like a John Blake review.
Charlie asks Brooks, okay, this is a good one. I become Chloe's boyfriend or Shy marries Meredith. And he's like, neither. I don't want Shy as my stepfather. Ariana is like giggling with Liam, and Kendall's like, I have never seen him fall so fast for anybody. Wow. I wonder if it's because he's on a TV show. It's crazy.
Well, it also, it seems like he falls faster the slower you talk, Kendall. So she goes, yeah, I mean, he's like a laboo-boo or something. And then we see like Liam's face on like a drawn laboo-boo thing. So then Shy is like, meanwhile, Shy's like talking, he's looking for a charger. And Charlie goes, oh, it's in my shoe in the back, bro. And Ava's like, Charlie, since when do you jewel? He goes like, oh no, I don't. Ariana's. Yeah. She came over to Sesh last night. Yeah. She came over and left the charger at my house. Yeah. Ariana. Putting it out there.
Yeah. You know, just late night horny booty call type shit with Ariana leaving her jewel over there. Yeah. Pretty much. You know, just trying to bang me.
It's basically getting a blowjob. If you think about it.
Yeah. Still doing this shit. He's such a little asshole.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
Yeah.
And Brooks has headphones. He's like, sometimes I do this thing where I wear headphones because I don't want people to think I'm listening.
And then Ava is like, so she just said, hey, can I come over?
No one thinks you're listening. And no one who sees your face thinks you're listening to anything.
Okay? This is an attentive listener right here that we're seeing in front of us. When you see Brooks Marks' face, it's like, yes, this is someone who is taking things in, synthesizing it, and having thoughts about it.
Yeah. So they're like, wait a minute, Ariana stayed at your house? She was like, can I come over? And Troy's like, basically, yeah. What do you want me to show you the fucking chat? I'm going to show you the chat. I mean, I've got the chat. What do you need proof? Jesus.
So Shy's like, I mean, I already knew about this, but I didn't say anything to anyone because I let Ariana's business, I left it alone. We're learning. So she's saying like, well, I mean... I'm sorry, Shy's saying, you know, it's not like she's dating Liam. I mean, they're like not together. So I don't know if it's like that big of a deal. I mean, you know what I'm saying, guys? Like, I mean, what is even dating in the first place? Like, what does even exclusive mean? Look at me. I'm getting choked up just talking about it right now.
Yeah. Well, like if we just put aside the obvious fact that she's like trying to fuck me. I mean, if you want to do that, we can do that, you guys. Okay. And so Rowan's saying, yeah, I don't think Ariana would appreciate that. And it's not the first time he's done it. He does it over and over again. He's a little ass. So
yeah.
Now they're like, wait a minute, really? And Ava says, so she was trying to fuck. And he's like, no, I'm just trolling. You know that. You know, I'm just trolling. Now that I've just given it to you all to repeat over and over in this episode, I'll just say, just kidding.
I'm just trolling. That's it. So then the producer asks, Ariana, like, would you hook up with, I'm sorry. Yeah. Asked Charlie, would you hook up with Ariana under the same roof as Liam? He's like, sure. Like, why not? So, Ariana, and in the other car though, Ariana has no idea that Charlie's sort of speaking so disrespectfully about her. And she's like, you know what Liam just told me? And Liam goes, guys, Charlie's growing on me. Yeah. It's pretty cool. But you know, that's just what it is. I think it's because he's coming over to my place right now and hosting. It's just in my blood. So I just have a warmer feeling about people who just come over.
Now the ETA is 6:30 p.m. Dun, dun, dun. Liam asked Georgia to pick up some desserts. And so she goes to the Catskill Country Store. And she's like, yeah, I don't really like grocery shop, but like, I love it. Like, there's so much stuff in here. Like, one time I went into a store and they had mac and cheese. It was like sick.
One of my favorite things is letting Bravo stars loose in a grocery store. And she's like looking at things. She's like, oh my God, this is like crazy. So you guys have like food here? You just sell food? Like if you're hungry, just come in here and buy food? And it's in boxes?
There's such a breadth of selection. I don't think that's talked about very much. Like people don't really give grocery stores credit for all that they sell.
There's such a breadth of selection. I just don't think that's talked about much. You know, between the way Como rearranged bacon, egg, and cheese and the breadth of selection in grocery stores, there's just so much that she's picking up on that the rest of us are missing.
Yeah. Like, guys, have you heard of them? Grocery stores. It's crazy.
I love what she says. Like, I just don't think that's talked about much. Like, guys... We as a generation, we need to talk about how wide the selection can be at a grocery store. It needs to be discussed.
They get to the house and Liam doesn't have a key, so he has to be let in by Georgia. Oh my God, Georgia being the first one at your house is kind of a terrifying thought.
And this is the perfect metaphor for Georgia too, right? She leaves late for whatever reason. She dawdles her way up there. She's on her laptop. She's marveling at random roadside attractions. And somehow the people who are actually trying to get there on time and be on top of it and cater to a schedule, they still somehow wind up there after her. Like, she still somehow gets first place without even trying. That's the metaphor. She just
glides right through.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, it's pretty amazing. So, the room splits. Dun, dun, dun. They're assigned. This is not a housewives thing where you just get to run around and pick your rooms, unfortunately. So Brooks and Gia are sharing. Shy and Charlie are in a bunk bedroom. And then there's a room with four bunk beds, and it's going to be Georgia, Rowan, Ava, and Kendall. That's too much, I think.
It's a lot. Well, we know when you're young. You're young, you do crazy things, Ronnie.
Well, that's true, yeah. We did a lot of floor sleeping and stuff. We were like, yeah, let's get like a Airbnb for like a one-bedroom Airbnb, and we'd all sleep. And this season, I wasn't even that young. I mean, Jesus. We would just all sleep on the floors. Like, one person would get the bed. Like, three people in the bed, the rest of us all over the floors. Yeah. It wasn't really that long ago.
So then Amira gets a nice single room. And then Liam's saying, he's like, wow, I'm surprised I didn't get more pushback. It's surprising. And then we see how, like, 20 minutes ago, there was all sorts of chaos in the house. As, like, everyone's like, I want this room, I want that room. And Charlie's like, there's no way I'm able to be in there. And then everyone's, like, complaining and moving everything around. And they're all pissed off.
Yeah, Charlie's like, sharing a fucking bathroom for four girls? This shit is a joke. I'm not doing this shit. Well, you know, at least you don't have to share a bedroom like they do with four people. So then we go to Brooks and Gia's room, and now it's Brooks, Gia, Ava, and Riley's room, and they're all getting ready, talking about the car ride, and Gia's like, how was your car ride? And Ava tells them, like, oh, yeah, we got some tea. Ariana went to Charlie's house on Friday night. It's like, wait. I need more details, though.
Did anyone see my brown jumpsuit yet, by the way? Did you guys talk about that in the van? And so Ava's like, yeah, Charlie said Ariana booty called me. And I was like, I don't believe that, but I'm going to have to ask her. And like, and Brooks like, that's like crazy. But like, is it tea if it's like not true? And Brooks says, like, did everyone else miss the part where she said she doesn't want to touch him with a 10-foot pole? Like, hello, did you hear that? Like, why does Ariana keep catching damn strays from this man?
But maybe Charlie was like making it deeper than it actually was. And Charlie comes in. He's like, what? What are you guys talking about in here? And they say, we heard your story. He's like, I didn't make it that deep. Like, I just made sure that everyone knew it wasn't that deep. Like, that's what I was doing. I mean, like, so she tried to fuck me. It's not that deep. It's deep about that.
And Ava's like, but you definitely did say she booty called you. And he's like, I mean, I was trolling. Obviously, I say a lot of shit. And Riley's like, but I just think it's crazy that I'm hearing it not from her. And Charlie's like, I don't think she's going to go out of her way to tell you that. I mean, you're probably going to react the way you're reacting, you know, not that deep. She want to fuck me. We fucked. We didn't fuck. I mean, what big deal? I don't know. You guys are crazy trolling.
Yeah, but so she just called you to smoke weed. It's like, yeah, I mean, we were texting, like, you know, like, come out. And I was like, well, we're not going out tonight, but then maybe we'll go out tomorrow. And then I ignored it because I was out. And then she was like, changed my mind. Where are you? So I was like, I'm getting home at that point. So I was like, I mean, basically, like, I've got a dick. Come jump on it if that's what you want so bad. All right. So she did. Jumped on my dick. Well, I mean, she's probably pregnant. We're having a family.
It's not that deep. Not that deep. Yeah. So Ava's like, it's kind of tea. So Gia says, if Liam knows, then it's fine. But I'm sure he wasn't happy about it. I mean, I know Christian would not be happy. I'm like, is Christian happy about anything? All he does is
Christian is not happy about anything ever.
So Ava's like, I don't think they're like boyfriend and girlfriend, though. So like, whatever. And Charlie's like, yeah, I mean, you've been with like Christian for like how many years, right? Like, this is like whatever. It's like a set. We're like doing a set. We're doing a sesh. Whatever.
Yeah. So they're going on and on and on about this. And Ava's like, well, are they dating? And she says, but they're exclusive. She's like, oh, but like, that's the same as boyfriend and girlfriend, right?
Yeah, but they're like not getting with anybody else, but they're not girlfriend and boyfriend. I'm sorry, but if you reserve a table, that is your table. Period. Like, stop labeling things in such a stupid way. Love, I think this is all Love Island bullshit, you know, where there's like five different levels to dating anybody. If you're not dating anybody else, that's it. You've reserved the table. That's it.
I do think, though, Ariana showing up at like 1 a.m., it is a little weird, but she was with friends, which sort of denatures it a little bit, but still, like, it's like, I don't think, if I had this guy, Charlie, who's always sort of saying inappropriate things, and rumors are already starting to swirl, I just don't think I would go over at 1 a.m., especially if I'm, like, seeing a guy who I'm, like, really into. So,
she's more up into Charlie, I think. I mean, Charlie's interesting. Charlie's a bad boy, and he's interesting.
Yeah,
he's
they literally say that to him.
Blah, 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 blah. And Liam's, you know, clearly, like, Charlie wants a storyline for TV to be, like, funny, and then he's going to eventually fuck you over. He wants it in a different way, whereas Liam wants to be, like, prom king and queen. So yeah. I feel like she knows that she's being used in a way by both guys, and why
she's convincing
herself, give a fuck what Liam is thinking.
She's convincing herself that she really likes Liam because he's good on paper, and she's probably had a bad track record with guys, aka Hudson. And she's trying to do that pivot. And we all see it. The chemistry is just not there. It's just not. And so I think that maybe she's doing something. Maybe she's trying to self-sabotage. Who knows? But yeah. And what I like is that they're even like assessing it right there, right to Charlie's face, you know, because Gia's like, I mean, you know, Ava says she does like flirting with Charlie. And she goes, yeah, because he's fun and dangerous and like out of a comfort zone. He's like the bad guy. You know, he's the bad boy. They're like, yeah, you're the bad boy. You're the bad boy. He's like, okay, I'll take it.
Yeah. So Brooks is like, well, but in the car you said that she was trying to hook up. He's like, wait, what? What did I say? What did I say that? Yeah, you said she was trying to bang. He's like, well, I mean, she comes over drunk at 1 a.m. I mean, one could objectively say that's giving that, right?
Yeah. So then they're asking.
So he's like, I'm not saying that she was trying to fuck me. That was trolling, but she was clearly trying to fuck me. I mean, what do we look at Charlie? So then we find out that Liam has the location, and Charlie's like, he already saw. He knows where she was. Location. And Ava's like, no way. So Brooks is like, why does Charlie think that she wants to hook up with him? She literally said she doesn't. But yeah, but like, Brooks, it's like the actions are speaking louder than the words, right?
Yeah. And so Gia's like, I mean, when you say I would never touch this person, but like deep down, it's like, maybe, you know what I mean? Does that make sense? And then again, this is where they say that, Charlie's like the dangerous, the bad boy, and that, you know, she secretly likes it. So then Charlie's like, all right, like, you know, get our girl in here. Like, she's going to be like so fucking mad at me. And now this is all going to disintegrate. He's like, you guys are turning this into a whole thing after I turned it into a thing. Even though I like use hyperbole and, you know, stirred the pot. Now you guys stirred the pot and like the pot's swirling and I don't want it to swirl. Whoa, it's like turned into a whole big thing. I don't want to have anything to do with this. Look, we got to get her. She can be mad at me. Ugh.
Yeah, so Gia's like, oh my god, Ariana is my girl, so like, I don't want her to feel like she's in a conversation where I'm not in the conversation, where we're talking about her, but she doesn't like know the conversation, so I'm like, we know you're gonna tell her, just do it, Jesus. So Charlie's like, oh my god, you're gonna confront her? Well, I mean, I know you're gonna confront her, so just fucking do it then. Just come over to do it. Just make sure you don't phrase it as like, well, I said she was like trying to come over to fuck me or something like that.
Yeah. So Ariana,
that is how you phrased it to multiple people on multiple days.
So, but Ariana actually comes to the room and everyone's like, so she goes, it's very interesting when I walk in and everybody's like, like clearly something's about me. So G goes, okay, Ariana, I want to tell you that what the conversation just was, because I'm getting a little bit of anxiety about it. And like, I don't want you to be mad at me. Gia, you are the one who, you weren't even in the car. Why are you going to be the ones like, oh my God, don't be mad at me. Like, you have nothing to do with this. You inserted yourself into this gossip and now you're acting like it's your responsibility to carry what you've learned onwards.
It's so important. We need to talk about it, but like later.
So now they're going to put it off. So Ariana's like, oh my God, I walk in and they treat me like, it's like I'm the police, the way everybody's looking at me.
Well, you would know.
Yeah. I'm puzzled.
So yeah, Riley and Brooks and Gia decide they're going to all talk to her together. So then we see a text from Gia to Brooks and Riley being like, oh, we have to tell Ariana what we're talking about. What are we going to do?
So they go to a place called Lily's Steak and Cocktails and they go to this table and everything. And Liam's like, hey, guys, just actor to non-actors. I just want to say thank you all for being here. Let's have a fun weekend. Let's shred hard and let's get back to the city all in one piece. And if you think I was directing this message to you guys, you're incorrect. That was a monologue from Carrera, recently submitted to Sundance. Thank you very much.
Guys, just want you to know there's a lot of food on the menu here, but coffee is for closers. All right, I'm an actor.
Hey, guys, one last thing to remind you all. Yaren Brigadoon. Thank you. That's I've just got my sides for an audition for that musical tomorrow.
All right, let's do first impressions. We're just going to go around the room, and then you have to, like, say the person, your first impression of the person, but only using one word. And so... they start with Liam, and Ava's like, okay, well, my first impression of Liam is that, like, Liam, you're, like, super, like, I don't know, like, outgoing. One word. One word.
I know. Just say outgoing. And then Ariana tells Gia, like, I feel like you were a real ass bitch. One word.
One word. That's all you have to do. So the producer asked Charlie what his first impression of Kendall was. He's like, I mean, God, just the thought of her cracks me up. I'm like, I don't even know she's in the room. Like, what is this? It's like, you know, when like something electronic turns on outside and you just hear the buzz like coming through your walls and you're like, oh, shut up. It's like that, but it's like, you can't even be mad because you don't even know what it is. What is it?
They are so mean to Kendall. I mean, she seems like just a sweet, lovely girl. And the fact that the show actively trolls their own casting choice is so funny to me. But actually, what was so amusing was that later on in this episode, it winds up actually being a functional part of the plot. Like, that Kendall is so forgettable. People forget that she's literally there. So then later on, momentarily, Charlie's going to talk a whole bunch of shit right in front of her, not even paying attention that she's sitting behind him, and it's clearly going to lead to drama. But man, like a few episodes ago when they said Kendall's just like a shadow, just like she's just sort of there,
and then they,
like,
showed her as a shadow person. That's so rude. He's like, God, Brooks has more energy in his voice than Kendall does. Jesus.
Yeah, poor Kendall. She probably was supposed to be there with Jackson all that time, and then Spike Lee was probably like, Jackson, you will not be on this show. I am an acclaimed filmmaker. I want an Oscar. You're not being on this stupid reality show. Get your butt over here and work at a Jamba Juice or something. But I'm not allowed.
Yeah, it's like, I Googled the cast. No, sir. So Brooks is like, this sparkling water is like the most sparkly I've ever had.
So, Georgia, is like, wait, what are we doing? What's the test? Like, your first impression, do shy. She goes, okay, shy. Clown. And he's like, what? She goes, yeah, because the first time I met you, you did a headstand. As all clowns do.
Yes. The words are supposed to be a compliment. It's not even a compliment. Okay, but I meant a gesture. I meant a gesture, though. It's like, what is that? Oh, like in a court, like a queen's court, like a gesture.
He's like,
gesture. That's not a compliment either. Like, if you're not funny, they cut your head off. Like, none of these are a compliment.
I love that he's actually somehow more offended by Jester. I think Clown would be worse. He's like, Jester? I don't even know. You talk about the guy from Amen? And she's like, no, Jester. And she's cracking up.
Okay, so now Ariana and Gia are having their conversation at the table. Gia's like, yeah, like, Charlie said you went to his house to smoke, and he said she was with her two friends, and then this is where I felt weird. This is where I felt weird. And Brooks and Riley are like, why are they having this conversation without us? Now we're being left out of the conversation. Now we're going to look stupid.
Yeah. And you know what? They should be mad because they all agreed they'd tell her together. And on top of that, they were the ones who heard it firsthand. And Gia, she should, if something's weighing on her, she should just say, listen, Ariana, after dinner, they told me something that they heard. I know they want to talk to you. So maybe why don't we switch seats so we can talk about it now or something like that. But the fact that she took it and like made it her gossip to tell when she heard it secondhand, I thought that was actually fucked up.
I don't know why someone didn't just say at this big group dinner, hey, Charlie, remember how you told everybody that Ariana was trying to fuck you Friday night? What's up with that, Ariana? And just embarrass Charlie. Not that he would be. He's past embarrassment, but
that would be fun if someone did that, actually.
It's weird that they're making it like, oh, we have to like talk to her privately aside from everybody. You've already all talked about it. And Charlie's told almost everybody in the cast that she was trying to fuck him. So bring it up.
They should just put like Tamara in there and like dress her Gen Z. She could just like have her daughter's wig on. Not that her daughter wears a wig, but she just wears a wig that looks like her daughter. It's like, hey guys, I'm Gen Z. What's going on?
Hey, guys, am I right? I love getting thrift store furniture and stuff. I'm just your person.
You guys see those grocery stores? They got a breadth of selection. Anyway, hey Charlie. So you guys had you had a booty call with Ariana. You factored. That's what you told everyone, right? Okay, guys, take it from here. Bye.
Did you go to Bachelor? Yes or no? Last night, just no, bitch.
Facts. Cinema, right?
And Gia also is not telling it properly because she's like, yeah, Riley was really upset that you didn't tell her that you went to Charlie's house. And she's like, well, I didn't tell any of you. Why the fuck would I report to you guys that I went to smoke a joint? Jesus Christ, mom and dad.
Which is a good response. She's like, what the hell? So everyone, correct. I went over to Charlie's house to smoke a joint. Congratulations. I'm sure we've all found out. And George is like, what? Like, oh my God. She like pretends to flip a table. And so, so Brooks is like, well, Ariana, why did you just like say that out of nowhere? She's like, because you all were like kumbayaing about it in Gia's room. And if you had something to say about it, like, then just say it to me. Why is everyone so concerned with like, there's plenty of people who smoke a joint with Charlie all the time.
And this is so annoying because the way that Gia's told her has made her mad at her friends instead of being mad at the fact that Charlie is telling everybody that she was trying to fuck him. And it's so obnoxious. So now she's mad at the wrong people. And so Ava's like, well, we were talking, but like we wanted the tea, but like we were going to tell you. And Charlie's like, yeah. And I was the one who was like, oh, get Ariana over here. I mean, she's probably like horny as hell. She probably wants a piece of me. So, like, get her over here.
I think that, like, when we all heard that you went to Charlie's late night, we were all like, oh, my God, that's, like, such tea. Like, it really is such tea, you know? And Brooks is like, the bottom line is Charlie said that you want to hook up with him and, like, you went over to his apartment and never to booty call him. And that's, like, what was said. I'm like, on the way home here. And Ariana's like, okay, you know what? If I want to do anything with Charlie, I could do it at any point. Him's just sitting there like,
And Charlie says something like facts, something like, or true tea or something.
But I'm just saying that's what was said. And like, you know, but she said she wouldn't touch Charlie with a 10-foot pole. She's like, and I stand on that. Yeah, say, you know, whatever, Charlie, and say whatever you want, but I haven't touched you at all. And he's like, yeah, if I wanted to pick Ariana, there's no one that I would not do it for at this table. I would do it if I wanted to. So what about that?
So Liam's like, bro, I think she's made it clear to you I'm into her. She's into me. So, like, if the line gets crossed, like, I'm going to have a fucking problem. And you haven't crossed the line yet. But all I'm saying is, give me the respect as someone who arranged a nice weekend in Wyndham, New York, bro. And so Ava's like,
I deserve a little respect. I mean, do you know the person who came up with the theme? Dunk, dunk. I do.
Listen, I'm under a lot of stress, okay? The deadline for Sundance is on Monday. South By is the day after that. You don't even want to know when that deadline is. It's just a lot, okay? Just give me some respect, bro.
Burbank Gay and Lesbian Film Festival at the Burbank Mall. It's a thing. It's a thing I'm worried about. So whatever, bro. Do not cross the line.
And Charlie's like, whoa, God's honest truth? Like, oh, I don't know you. So, like, if I wanted to fuck Ariana, you wouldn't be stopping me. And that's honest truth. Like, I don't even know you well enough to care.
Yeah, but you know what? If you wanted to and you had that confidence, you would have had it by now. And you haven't had it. So, sorry. Whammy, bro. You got a whammy, bro. He's like, no, we've not had sex. That's the bottom line. Like, I didn't try to bring it up today. Like, I'm not even trying to make Ariana, like, slut-shamed. Like, you guys are, like, slut-shaming Ariana. Like, what the hell? Like, what's she going to be slut-shamed for smoking a joint at my house and, like, trying to fuck me, which she didn't even do? You know, it's not even that deep. It's not as deep as it was, like, if I had fucked her, which she was begging me to do, which I didn't say, and I don't mean. So.
Whoa, bro. Okay, what I'm trying to say is, as the actor, director, editor, producer, some call that a predator of Carrera, I don't want to hear it. I get you guys are friends. You rolled her a joint. You probably popped in DVD of Carrera and were like, let's check out this short film. I get it. I heard that a lot from people. But like, show some respect, bro. And Charlie's like, well, then no one should be talking about it then. And he's like, yeah, but like, it came up. So I'm just telling you where I'm at, bro. And I'll tell you where I'm at right now. Wyndham, New York. You're welcome, guys. We're at Wyndham.
So wait, are you guys dating? Like, what are you guys doing? Have you ever been to a grocery store?
And Ariana says no. And so they're asking, are they exclusive? And Liam's like, I'll let you answer that. Because, I mean, we did have the conversation, right, Ariana? That conversation where I said, we're exclusively dating and you're my girlfriend. Right. So go ahead and tell him. She's like, well, yeah, but we're not dating. Like, I'm not your girlfriend. No, you're not my girlfriend. It's just you can't see anybody but me. Clearly.
We're just exclusive.
Hold on. I've got an alert. Ariana is here. She's right here right now. Just saw it on my location. So everybody knows. We're together.
Oh, yeah. Oh, sweet. Sorry. Carrera was just accepted into IMDb. So it's pretty cool. So Ava is talking to Liam and she goes, wait, I thought you guys are exclusive now. And Liam's like, yeah, that was part of the conversation. We're exclusive. And Ava's like, I would say poor Liam, but like, we told Kendall to warn him and Kendall, you're to blame. We told you. And then we see that like they told Kendall to Liam to cool his jets. And Kendall tells us, the reason I didn't tell Liam is because I generally didn't feel like anything was happening between Ariana and Charlie. And I didn't want to start drama where there was no drama. And let me just like suss this out first before we take that step. That's why I came on the trip. Oh, sure. You came on the trip to survey the landscape to make sure there would be no issues with Charlie and Ariana. That's solely why you came on the cast trip. Got it.
Kendall, you're already bad enough on this show. You seem very nice, but like you're already, like Gia's already calling you the worst cast member in front of your face on national TV. They literally pulls you for a scene to start mess. It was very clear what was going on and you couldn't even take the mess to the other person. Like what kind of audition is this? You're failing. You are failing.
You were supposed to tell Liam that Ariana and Charlie have a vibe going on. She gave up her seat. You didn't do it.
Yeah.
So Ariana's like, Ariana goes, if I'm making out with or like going on dates or doing something with somebody else, I'm not touching anybody else, everyone. And then Mira's like, but as a group, we have to respect what's happening here. Even if there's like no label yet, it's just like, let's let it be. It's like a relationship that's blooming. Come on.
Okay. All right. So no more slut shaming. Okay. Let's just all go home. Like, fuck this. Like, stop slut shaming Ariana for wanting to be a slut for one night. God forbid. And Liam's like, whoa, that is really close to the line. All right. What am I close to the line? If I cross it, tell me. I don't think I'm going to do anything about it. What are you, the line setter? Since when do you start set lines? It's like, it's close to it. It's close to the line.
He's like, so what? Then fucking do something about it, bro. Like, I'll say whatever I want. And Liam's like, I don't want to do anything about it. Okay. I'm a volunteer firefighter. You better watch out because if it gets hot in here, I know how to lower the temp, if you know what I mean.
I'm trying to be a man and say, like, please stop talking about it. Like, don't say that shit about the girl I'm interested in. He's like, I'll say whatever I want. I don't care about you or who you're interested in. That doesn't determine how I live my life. I'm not telling, you know, whatever. Like, I don't give a fuck what you think. He's like, oh, yeah? Well, you're not pursuing her. So drop it.
And Charlie goes, and by the way, this applies to every single person at this table. I don't give a fuck about what you say unless you ask me questions about Bitcoin, in which case I care deeply. But other than that, I don't care what you say.
Yeah. So Amira's like, well, Charlie is a friend group. We have to respect that there's a blossoming relationship here. There's a beautiful woman sitting across from you telling you what she's feeling right now. And that woman is me. And then she tilted her head back and laughed. Why are you talking about yourself like you're in a fucking story? Jesus. Okay, so me saying enough slut shaming, obviously, like, get off Ariana's back. That's what I mean, you know? Like, Jesus. Yeah, but you're also kind of calling her a slut, you know? So
he's like, no, it implies that you are giving her unnecessary flack. That's what the implication is. Actually, you're giving her so much flack just because I said that she wanted to bone me and she came over late at night like a slut to do that to me. And now you're calling her a slut. You guys are crazy. And Ariana's like, well, because I knew how you meant it. And it's just a fucking crazy ass comment. And Liam's like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Can I ask you a question, Charlie, actor to non-actor? Are you a friend? He's like, yeah. Well, if you respect her as a friend, then you respect the fact that, like, you don't want to make her look bad, okay? So you're making her look bad by bringing it up and saying that stuff. Ha! Gotcha!
Oh, for fuck's sake, let's just go up and meet guests.
Charlie is so over Liam. He's like, who is this dweeb? Yeah. So they get into their cars, and Brooks is like, so, Charlie, you didn't say that you said that she wants to fuck you? And he's like, come on, bro! I'm like trying to like, I'm just trying to like lightly say it. That's it.
What does that mean? You can't just lightly say that. And Amira's like, yeah, you guys are both gaslighting. He's like, I'm not gaslighting. You know what the truth here is. And everybody with half a brain fucking knows it.
So Charlie's like, oh, whatever. Like, you know, I'm not guessing at anybody. And she's like, no, you are. But you're not explicitly saying it. And he's like, but why would I? Especially with bro there puffing out his little chest. And Amira's like, okay, who cares, Charlie? And he's like, I don't give a fuck what he thinks. And I'll fuck his girl if I want to. And George is like, just because you can doesn't mean that you should. Meanwhile, Kendall is right behind Charlie. Is like, fuck that guy. I'll fuck any girl he touches. Who the fuck cares about the stupid little piece of shit? Fuck. And Kendall's just like watching and absorbing. The shadow will have its revenge.
I don't know about that. Watching. I don't know about the absorbing. She's like, why would he say this in front of me? Who cares? He just said it to his face. Like, no one cares, Kendall. Ooh, Kendall's got the dirt that Charlie will fuck Ariana if... First of all, this whole, I'll fuck her if I want to. Then you'll fuck her if she wants to.
Yeah, thank you.
Charlie's such a little asshole. So Charlie's like, yeah, so you think I'm going to let a new man come tell me who I can and can't fuck? You guys are twisted. And so Mira's like, oh god, this is just going on and on, you know. So he's like, there's a line in the sand, and that's dust to me, and I'll blow it away if I want to. Here's what I say to your line in the sand.
By the way, I just want to emphasize that when I was watching this, I was rolling with laughter because it was so ridiculous. First of all, he's being so silly. Second of all, I did sort of enjoy him being like, what the fuck is wrong with you guys? I'll say whatever I want. Like, I did sort of enjoy that. But also the way he puffs himself up and he's like such a tough guy, because this is like basically a cast of like nice kids. And he is the bad boy or whatever. But if he was around people who were a lot tougher than this group, he would be silent. And it's just so funny to me to see him acting like he's this big tough guy, and you're like, you're fucking Charlie, who's like asking your dad for $1,500 to, like, you know, pay for your bar tab from last night. You're really not that tough.
Yeah. So the next day, everybody's waking up, and Brooks, listen, if there ever needs to be a brown suit that's lost, it's whatever the fuck he's sleeping in. What is this?
It was like a minimalist Rudolph the Reindeer costume.
It was like a 1920s
yes.
Swimming outfit. It was so weird. It was like just a bodysuit. And I thought, well, at least, listen, there's confidence there. So that's good. But he's giving everyone a Brooks Marks sock. Watch out, Catskill Witch. There's a new mystical creature in town.
Yeah. And then we see flashbacks to their shady gifts thing, and we see that Rowan, her gift, she's like, well, I just want to say, Brooks, I know that Gia is your mouthpiece, but I thought you could try this instead. And she gives Brooks a ball gag, and then Ariana's like, what is that? What's that for? And Riley's like, it's a gag. But she's like, but why do you want to She was confused. She never saw Pulp Fiction, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Charlie got Rowan a sweatshirt that says, "My mom's the hot one."
Rowan's like, "Well, send me to college because of it. I'll take it."
So now they're getting ready for the day, and people are gossiping because Kendall, Rowan is telling Kendall that Liam and Ariana were up till 6:30 a.m. And she's like, "Yeah, the walls are paper thin, and listening to them talk, I mean, it didn't sound like they were doing anything else, but oh, God, just talking, 6:30 in the morning, go to bed."
Yeah. And Brooks is asking Liam how he's feeling. And Liam's like, "Dude, that was weird last night. I felt like I stood my ground. I just wanted like fucking respect where respect is deserved, because all I've come in here has been, I've just been like respectful since I've been here." And like he tells us, "I don't want to fight Charlie. Watch out for me, Liam. I'm a big fighter. But by any means, I don't want to fight. But like, I don't think violence is good. But you fuck with the wrong people and you insult the wrong people and you treat women poorly. Someone has to stand up to this fucking guy. Okay? And I'll tell you who it will be. The SAG-AFTRA Alliance. Watch out."
"Yeah, when I went to bed, I kind of expected her to come with me. I mean, and she eventually came in at like 5 a.m. And I was like, yo, we got to talk. Like, I can't go to sleep like this." And so I literally got 2 hours of sleep last night. And she goes, "Yeah, I slept 2 hours. And then we see flashbacks from the night before. And Liam's telling us that he was lying in bed. He was trying to sleep. But all he could hear was Ariana laughing downstairs with Charlie. And he's like, yeah, I'm not the one making her laugh. And that pisses me off. Then get out of bed and go hang out with everybody. Like, you can't come into a new friend group." She was already friends with Charlie. You can't just like come into a new friend group and then be like, "We're dating. I have your location. And you can't hang out now. Because Charlie's down there till 6 in the morning." This is where I was getting like kind of creep vibes. This is,
well, it's
this
just
way too much.
It's totally unreasonable. And also, like, you're an actor. Play the role of someone who's fun. And so he's like, yeah. So Ariana's like, well, so then I came upstairs and Liam was awake and said like he wanted to have a conversation. And so I was like, of course, like, what do you want to talk about? And then it's like starts out about like maybe like me not having his back the way like I should have. And then it like escalated to like, I love you. And I just don't fucking understand like what you're doing with Charlie. He said, I love you.
I love you. But, oh, no.
I mean,
it's been 5 minutes and you met her on a TV show that she was already the star of. Liam, he's so transparent, I think. And she's like, yeah, I don't know how to feel, but like, I just like, I heard I loved you and I just like stared at the wall for another hour. So.
But Liam, here's the thing that toxic that I don't like that Liam did. Sorry to interrupt. It dawned on me and had to get out of my system.
I was just going, yeah.
Yeah. Like, this whole thing's happening with Charlie. Ariana is like, no big deal, guys. Like, I really don't care. Like, I'm not concerned with this guy, whatever. Liam jumps in like, I'm the white knight. I'm just going to be here and I'm going to be like, bro, stay away. La, la, la. And, you know, and he's like, he does this whole thing of like, you're about to cross the line. Watch out for the line. The line's getting a little closer. It's a little closer. You're getting close to the line. Very long. And then he's annoyed because like later on, it's like, I just like stood up for you at dinner. I did this whole thing. And now like, you're just like chummy with this guy who was so disrespectful, who I stood up for you with. And the thing is that like, she didn't ask you to stand up for her. Like, she was fine. She was capable. And like, that's the thing with like, Liam was like, ah, this is what they do in the movies. So I'm going to do it. And it's like not working out because life is not like the movies. And I don't think he's able to really handle that.
Yeah. I don't know about this one. So that's how that ends. So will this fake relationship make it any further? Ooh, I don't know. Will Liam's fake relationship with Ariana make it? Or will Ariana and Charlie's fake fucking thing make it? I don't really know, but they're going to push both of them. Let's see.
Well, what will last longer? Liam and Ariana or the Terry Light on Brooks' resort wear? We'll have to see.
Yeah.
Well, thank you everyone for being here. Be sure to keep an eye and an ear out for our tour dates and cities. It's going to be so fun. We're so excited. And go check out What's Your Order on YouTube. It's just the Watch What Crappens YouTube. And of course, our Patreon, all those good things. And we're going to catch you tomorrow for The Real Housewives of Orange County. Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Watch What Crappens would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster.
It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto.
Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
We never miss our call. It's Diane Call. Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas. She don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
It's no BS. We love Hugo E.S.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's our Palliger. It's Karen Gallagher.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Come again? We're obsessed with Margaret O'Halloran.
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She's the lady of the house. It's Rachel Sharouse.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy. It's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP. It's Amanda V.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher. It's Charlotte Fletcher.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish. It's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Tell of Sun.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Couture. We love you guys.